Mountain View County, the county's Agricultural Service Board, ASB, has approved a number of ecological enhancement projects under the multi-stakeholder funded ALUS program. The approval came by way of motion at the board's recent regularly scheduled meeting, held in person and on Zoom. The meeting also saw a delegation from ALUS provide an update on the organization's recent activities and plans. The ASB is made up of county councilors and appointed members of region's agricultural community, advising the county and province on agriculture-related issues and concerns. The October 12 meeting was chaired by Vice Chair Brent Buschert. Board members approved funding for 25% of materials, to a maximum of $2,125 for a solar watering system on a tributary to Spruce Creek at E93327W5. The system will be used on a 36.4-acre parcel of riparian pasture. The board approved funding for 75% of materials, to a maximum of $750 for a riparian fencing project, and 25% of the materials for a winter watering system to a maximum of $2,750 on it tributary of the Rosebud River at E March 30, 29W4, and additionally $4,980 in annual payments for maintenance of the projects. It will help serve about 100 cow-calf pairs. Members approved funding for 75% of materials, to a maximum of $1,080 for a riparian fencing project on a tributary of the Beaverdam Creek at 15-2902W5, and additionally $4,920 in annual payments for the maintenance of the project. It will serve about 50 yearlings. Members also approved funding for 100% of materials, to a maximum of $3,785 for a riparian fencing project on SE27-3306W5, an additional $1,620 in annual payments for the maintenance of the projects from the 2022 ALUS budget. Our 2022 ALUS targets have been met as 12 producers have been approved for ALUS funding impacting 376 acres of wetland, riparian and upland area, administration said in a briefing note to the board. Meanwhile, Nicole Baldwin, Regenerative Agriculture Program Manager with ALUS, appeared before the board as a delegation at the October 12 board meeting. She said 61% of ALUS comes from community-sourced income, totaling $5.6 million, with ALUS Canada-sourced incomes accounting for the other 39%, totaling $3.6 million. Community program income comes from a variety of funding sectors, including 13% from municipal governments, $1.4 million, 21% from provincial governments, $2.2 million, 14% from federal government, $1.5 million, and 18% from individuals, $1.9 million. ALUS Canada invested $3.7 million to support community programming last year. The board accepted Baldwin's presentation as information.